A lot of paper ballots in those days.
Oh, they were all paper, virtually all paper ballots. There were only a few machine precincts. Machine precincts were almost inviolate. That is to say, once sealed, they couldn't effectively be challenged. So, I always had the feeling that there were a lot of shenanigans going on in machine precincts that were never heard of.
But now, out of this, among other things, there grew quite a camaraderie of those young lawyers, like yourself, who participated, and then you were to rub shoulders later in your career.
Horace Gilmore became Deputy Attorney General. And I think that Horace... Remember Sid Woolner?
Oh, yes.
And Sid was very active in the Newtown. Sid became Menon's executive director, executive secretary, I think they called him at that time.
He'd been a deputy secretary of state for a while.
He had been, yeah. And at the time of my appointment to the bench, Sid and Horace were very important, very instrumental. I think that it was they who brought my name to Menon's attention. And let's
review that. Now, part of what...
Let me go back, because after the recount...
This was quite a dramatic appointment.
Yes.
And it did cause a lot of speculation.
Let me go back, because after the recount, in which incidentally, Bill Hart was active also. Bill was appointed district director of the Office of Price Stabilization. Horace Gilmore became his chief enforcement officer. Sid Woolner was deputy director of the Office of Price Stabilization. And Bill's general counsel was Sam Ostro. Sam had been in the Office of Price Administration early in World War II, and so was knowledgeable about regulating prices. But Sam was at that time an elderly lawyer. And Phil, whom I had known politically, asked me if I would come over as assistant general counsel to help Sam, who had agreed to take the job for only a short period of time. Upon Sam's departure, I would become general counsel. Well, my partners thought that it was a pretty good idea for me to do that early in my career, to see that aspect of life. And I went. I told Phil that I'd be able to stay really only 18 months, a year and a half. I couldn't justify staying much longer.
Now, what time was the calendar?
1951 or 52. I'd been in practice for only 2 years. And
you were about 27.